With roots in Argentina and a spirit that shines on stages around the world, pianist Marcelo Lian brings heart, passion, and artistry to every performance. In February, Lian took the stage at Concordia University, delivering a powerful performance of the first movement of Beethoven's Sonata Opus 111 that showcased both his technical expertise and emotional complexity. He began playing the piano at age of 5 in his native Argentina. As an only child, he often found himself bored at the family gatherings, but the piano became his refuge, a way to entertain himself. Lian's first piano teacher saw something special on him early on and encouraged his family to find more advanced instruction, believing that his talent deserved a higher level of guidance.
She told me I should just go to the conservatory instead of taking private lessons, because she said, I can tell you're going to be a pianist and you need more than what I can give you. That was very honest and humble.
Over time, his love for classical music led him to study in New York, Kentucky, and Lincoln, Nebraska, where he established himself as both a professional pianist and an instructor. His journey, filled by legacy and gratitude, inspires his music and his teaching today. Since writing his doctoral dissertation on Vicente Scaramuzza, a pianist, composer, and teacher from a small town in Italy, Lian has been invited to perform there often.
Vicente Scaramuzza, who happened to be the teacher of my teacher, the teacher of Martha Argerich, Daniel Barenboim, Bruno Gelber, the Italian piano school was magnificent, and some people in Italy read it, people actually from the hometown of Scaramuzza, and they were like, hey, this is good, like, you in the state are bringing up the name of Scaramuzza, and here in Crotone, we are forgetting about him. So they contacted me, they emailed me, and we arranged for me to go and play and teach a couple of masterclasses, and it's been happening every summer ever since.
His journey has taken him from the stage of Carnegie Will Hall to the iconic Teatro Colón during the Martha Argerich Festival. But what matters the most to him is his role as an artist faculty member of the Omaha Conservatory of Music.
I always love teaching, always. And I have the opportunity to teach. And I have my own point of view about teaching and how I like to share my knowledge, the way I transmit the legacy I receive from my teachers.
Last year, he returned to Argentina to reconnect with his roots and to record his debut album, a project that blends personal reflection with artistic expression.
The CD, it's always going back to the topic of legacy and gratitude. My teacher has studied with this Scaramuzza guy from Italy, and she taught me a few of the pieces that she learned with him. So she passed on that legacy to me. And I decided to just express my gratitude by recording those pieces. And then on my research in Italy, I found out that the guy was not only a teacher, but also a composer, not a very prolific one, but he wrote 5 mazurkas for piano. So I got the music in Italy, and I also recorded those. That's why the album is called Eredità, which is the Italian word for legacy.
Lian will perform this Friday, April 25th at noon, as part of the Omaha Conservatory of Music's Final Friday Series Concerts. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.